Hey everyone, we are back!
It's the Lucas and Lee Podcast!
This time, live and in person from Stockton, California.
Beautiful Stockton, California.
Oh, against my better judgment.
Yeah, so last couple of weeks they've been doing it.
Yeah,
Orlando and Stockton.
Orlando and Stockton, indeed. I was out in the lovely state of Florida, my happy place, as we are all well aware. For the past 3 weeks, and I will be headed back there very shortly again, my friend.
Well, you know, I've had discussions about the weather, because both places are hot, Stockton and Florida, but it's a different type of heat. Which heat is worse?
Well, this heat is worse. I love Florida heat. The humidity is amazing for my skin. Let's be very clear.
It is. The humidity is good for your skin. It's the moisture. It keeps your skin.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly could probably pass for 40.
I know, yeah. I mean, it took like 10 years off your life.
It did. Yeah, it did. You know, I came back because I had an event on Wednesday with State Treasurer, soon to be Lieutenant Governor.
So the question is, if you didn't have that event, would you have stayed in Florida?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? Come on now.
So you would have missed out on that big Oakland A's or whatever, the A's, whatever that is on Tuesday. What are they called? The Sacramento A's?
I think just the A's.
Just the A's?
Just the A's. But I came back. And she's like, oh, my God, Lee, your skin looks amazing. And I'm like, well, I was in Florida for 3 weeks. Of course my skin looks amazing. Come on now.
That's why all those beautiful people live in Florida.
Yeah, that is why all the beautiful people, I would like to put an emphasis on beautiful people, live in the great state of Florida.
And there's some trash, but that's up in the north. The northern part of the state.
That's Tallahassee.
Yeah, Tallahassee, the Panhandle, the Redneck Riviera, and all that.
Free Shoe U. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Well, that and Coral Gables.
Yeah.
Catholics versus convicts.
Well, but Coral Gables is a beautiful area.
Catholics versus convicts. Yes. That's all I got to say.
It is a beautiful area.
Speaking of beautiful and messy, Lucas, you posed the question today.
Yes, is a messy house a deal breaker in a relationship? If you were to go on a date with somebody and you're feeling them, the vibe is great, and you get back to their house and it's a disaster area, what are your thoughts?
You know, I think you got to take it on a case-by-case basis. Does this person have children?
Okay.
Because if you have children, you are going to have a messy house.
I know, because I have children.
You're going to have a messy house.
It's a constant battle to keep it clean.
Is this person a busy professional?
Yeah, because it's hard to keep the house clean if you're busy.
Did you go back the day before their cleaner is supposed to come?
Okay.
Mine comes every 2 weeks. I had a house sitter the last 3 weeks. That's why the house actually looks somewhat decent.
Your house is never like in... Your house is never red flag-ish.
No, it's never red flag. No, but... Shout out to Haley Bostard, my house sitter, for making it all nice and clean. And my bed was even made.
Oh, yeah.
My bed was made. Haley Bostard gets the gold star. She signed a contract to play overseas. Can't say where or what team, but she signed a contract to play overseas. We're all very proud of Haley. It has to be on a case-by-case basis. It really does. Is it a single mom? In my case, single mom with kids. They a busy professional. You know, what's... And... Do they preface it with, I'm sorry, my house is a disaster, here's why?
Yeah, I think the best case scenario to stop that from happening, this is the way I've always tried to live my life, is that my house, if it is unorganized, it's less than 5 minutes from being clean.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like if somebody said, hey, I'm stopping by right now, I could have my house spotless in 5 minutes. Because it is hard to keep up. Especially when I had little kids, it was, but I think more so than the disarray part, it's if there's dust everywhere. That's when it starts to become a red flag.
Yeah,
so because that means there's no tidying up whatsoever. Now, if you walk in, there's clothes in certain places. I understand that. I completely forgive that because, you know, you do laundry, you know, you're busy, you can't put them away or whatever. But if you come in and there's clothes everywhere and there's dust and...
To me, the biggest red flag is the kitchen.
If the kitchen is filthy.
If the kitchen is filthy, if there's like dishes in there that you can tell have been there for a couple days.
That's bad.
That's because to me, that says, A, this person knew you were coming over.
And didn't take the time to clean up.
Didn't take the time to clean that up at least.
Yeah.
To clean up something that would just be filthy, like it would smell, like all sorts of things.
I think you should be doing your dishes immediately after you eat. If you put them in the sink to just sit there,
they're going to sit there.
They're going to sit there for a long time. It's a something.
They are just going to sit there.
I'm always arguing with my children. Yeah, but I'm like, you eat
and cook, clean,
whatever.
Eat
clean
and clean.
Right, you're done.
Clean and clean. But yeah, like I said, it really is. It is a case by case basis, and I think it's how the person approaches it. As to whether it's a red flag.
Yeah.
Now, if they just bring you back and it's totally filthy, there's pizza boxes all over the place or whatnot, you're like,
sounds like
peace out, home skillet.
Sounds like the house I lived in Vermont at UVM when we had a Victorian house. And we had I lived with eight people, eight students at UVM and University of Vermont, the Catamounts. And that house, because most of the kids I live with were rich kids from all over the country.
With zero work ethic whatsoever, because mommy and daddy did everything.
Exactly, and I used to have to argue with them about cleaning the house because they didn't know to do that, and also they would leave bongs on the table.
Well, maybe they just wanted the bong to be easy access. Come on now.
Oh.
But no, I mean, also, it's a point of personal pride. If you're bringing someone over, you want to
have
be
a nice
proud.
House,
like my house. This is my house. I don't rent it. I own it. Pay the mortgage every month, and it's something I am proud of. I am proud of the renovations I put into it, and I want the state of my house to reflect that.
Yeah, and it's a place to be proud of. And I think the sign also is if the car is messy, chances are the house is going
to be messy. I mean, you've seen my car during campaign season.
Well, it's because you're working, but it's not like fast food bags and stuff.
Oh,
like
no.
If it's work stuff, I completely get it.
It's like you know, top sensitive secret. Like, what are we going to do to my opponent?
Yeah stuff. Paperwork stuff, yeah. Backpacks. That's fine. But when you get to the car and there's like bags of Wendy's or whatever on the floor, that's
a no fly zone.
Or water bottle, all that stuff. Yeah, no. Throw that stuff up.
Or once again, if you're a single mother with children, your car is going to be messy.
It's going to be.
There's going to be goldfish and animal crackers all over the place. Maybe some gummies.
Yeah.
Not the medicinal kind. So, yeah, the car also case-by-case basis, but you are correct. There's like McDonald's bags all over the place. No. Just.
Eesh.
That's a big.
Red flag.
Big red flag.
Red flag.
Speaking of red flags. The next thing you wanted, and this is something we have discussed the past couple of weeks, Lucas.
Yes.
How do you define or tell a gold digger versus a woman who just doesn't want any scrubs?
Well, there's a big difference between a gold digger and a woman who just doesn't want any scrubs. Now, most women don't fall into the gold digger category.
True.
It's a very small number of people that fall into the gold digger category. Now, people that fall into the gold digger category are specifically looking for rich men or women that they can leech off of.
You mean like the woman who wanted me to bring her a gift?
The woman who wanted me to bring it, that's she's looking to leech off of somebody. Now, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, and it's my advice to all the men out there, if you are sleeping on your mom's couch because you're broke, and you don't have a job, and you have nothing to offer, you should not be dating. You should be working on yourself before you get into the dating pool. And women that say they won't date you because you're sleeping on your mom's couch and you're unemployed aren't gold diggers. They just don't want to date somebody who doesn't have their life figured out.
And I think, you know, I think the whole I don't want any scrubs, and this applies for men and women. Men and women, because guys don't want to date scrubs either.
No, nobody wants to date scrubs.
And that really, that filters itself out when you are, especially these days, you're on a dating app. I mean, you could say whether you want someone who has a college degree, who is, you know, has a graduate degree, so on and so forth, to help filter out the scrubs. I think it's okay. It's absolutely okay to want to date someone who has all their shit together.
Yeah, and that's the thing where...
And it's okay to say that. It is okay to be very upfront and say, look, I want someone who is on my level, either job-wise or education-wise, or has their life together-wise.
Yeah.
And you 100%. Shouldn't be ashamed of that. You should not be ashamed. A man or a woman shouldn't be ashamed to say, this is what I seek in a partner because I want a relationship I'm going to be in to work. I don't want to have just a good time. I want it to work in the long run. And so the dude who goes out clubbing every night and is sleeping on his mom's couch, may be a good time for that night or a week or a weekend.
Or once in a while.
Or once in a while. But in the long run,
you're not going to date him.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's okay. And same thing for guys. You know, that woman who was out there and, you know, still lives with their parents, but is out clubbing every weekend.
Sipping on buzz balls.
Yeah, sipping on buzz balls. The official drink of tortas.
Yes.
But look, she may be fun for the weekend, but it's not something you want to invest your time, your emotions, your feelings into long term.
Truth.
True story. And speaking of emotions and feelings, whatnot, Lucas, I think you saw the video I posted, not this past Monday, but the Monday before.
Which video was that? Which one was that?
When I was talking about seeing my therapist.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so, obviously, we want to take... So, in just to fill everyone in, two Mondays ago happened to be a particularly rough day on my end. And... called up my therapist, said, hey, do you have time tomorrow morning? Usually I see him on Thursdays.
You want to move him up a little bit because you had stuff going on.
I had stuff going on. And I felt the need, and I've posted about it before, but I felt the need to be public about that because people don't look at people like me, you know, educated, successful, generally has my shit together. Generally, I want to emphasize the word generally there.
At least 80%.
80%. 80% of the time I have my shit together. But you don't look at me and say, this is someone who needs to take care of their mental health.
Yeah.
And absolutely I do. First off, I've been through a rough patch there, buddy.
Yeah, you've been through a lot. Not only dating life, but you've been through stuff with personal life,
and my health,
family,
yeah,
and everything. So
I've been through more than probably 99% of the population.
But last 5 years, definitely.
Last 5 years, a little rough. But I think it's important for people like me, people like yourself, Lucas, people in our community look to and say, those are guys who are successful, they have their shit together, be able to say, we have rough days too.
Absolutely.
We have rough days too. And when we have those rough days, it's important that we talk to someone.
Yeah, get it fixed.
Better if that someone is a professional who is a professional in their field. Great. That's, fantastic. But I think too often, especially amongst us guys, especially in my culture. I'm Portuguese. In my culture, you repress that shit.
Yeah.
You repress the hell out of that shit because you're a man and you're supposed to show your man. You're not supposed to show vulnerability or feelings or whatnot. And that just causes trouble down the road.
Well, yeah, it definitely causes a lot of heart attacks.
It does. Heart attacks.
You suppress yourself.
And not only that, it affects your relationships.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really does.
And it makes you a mean person because you get it all and you get angry.
And you know who's not mean?
You.
I'm not mean.
No.
I'm not mean. I am...
a very nice person.
I'm a big cuddly teddy bear is what I am. So...
how many fights have you been in your life? Fist fights. Any?
No.
He's a nice person. He's never been in a fight.
I've never, ever been in an actual... Well, take that back. Does the fifth grade count?
No. Did you actually throw a punch and hit somebody?
No, I think we mostly just wrestled on the ground.
That's not a fight. That's
A fight is
when you...
I think it was the fifth grade. I think I fought Christopher Lemus on the front lawn of the Elam Elementary School.
Sounds like he was a punk.
No, he's actually a good guy now.
He's a good guy now.
He's a good guy.
Honestly,
he was a good guy back then, too. Everyone's like, oh, you guys need to fight. I don't know why they wanted us to fight. We just were supposed to fight, I guess. I always had you on.
I got hit in the head by a pitcher in Little League. And then we were walking down the street. They said, hey, that's that kid that hit you on the head. You need to go beat him up.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's what kids used to do. That's what they do.
Oh, boy. Moving on to much, much funner things to talk about. You know my affection for women's soccer.
Yes.
I mean, I love it so much.
You love all soccer. You love football in general.
I do.
All levels.
I love women's soccer so much. I bought a team.
Yes.
So this weekend is the kickoff of the second season of the USL Super League.
Super League!
Which this year is a first in American sports.
The sponsorship.
It is not just known as the Super League. It is known as the Gainbridge Super League. Gainbridge is a financial services company that also sponsors the Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Nice, nice, nice.
But this is the first American pro sports league to have a title sponsor to its name. You see this overseas all the time. The Barclays Premier League, La Liga.
Do you think Major League Baseball and NBA and NFL will do it? Or
eventually. If there are dollars attached to it, I think the only sport that does not need to do it is the National Football League.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is it's weird watching. I do watch old baseball games once in a while from Candlestick because I love Candlestick and I like to see it. And when you look at the stadium, there's no advertisements anywhere.
Yeah.
And now there's advertisements all over the stadium. Back in the day, the only teams that ever had like advertisements were minor league teams.
Yeah. And bowl games have done it, God,
for years.
30 years now?
Yeah, 30 or 40 years.
And you would think a professional, and also the Big 12, the Big 12 Athletic Conference was home of Baylor University. Shout out, Chris Lynn! Baylor University takes on Auburn in the season opener.
Now,
Big 12 was talking about, they have a new CEO, Brett Yormacher, who used to be the CEO of Roc Nation. And they were talking about it, but Gainbridge Super League, who also has a new team this year, Sporting Jacksonville, that is partially owned by Tim Tebow.
Oh, wow.
Tim Tebow.
The great Tim Tebow.
The great Tim Tebow.
He is a hero in your town.
Greatest quarterback in Florida Gator history. So nine teams. But they are the first. They are breaking ground. First major American sports league to have a sponsor. I'm excited about it. It'll obviously bring some much needed resources and stability.
Yeah.
To the league. It's a great league. I mean, me.
Competitive. Yeah. Very competitive.
I paid a lot of attention to last year. Went to a couple Tampa Bay Sun games.
Are you going
to
go again this year?
I am, of course, going again this year. Amanda Vandervoort, their commissioner, doing a fantastic job. Best commissioner in pro sports in the United States.
Wow.
And I'm not saying that just because she's a personal friend of mine and I'm a fan. Actually, I think she is the best, most successful commissioner in, and the one who has the actual, they're actually looking out for the sport itself.
Unlike Rob Manfred.
Rob Manfred just wants every dollar he gets.
Or what's the, I always forget the guy. The guy, he looks like an alien.
Adam Silver. Adam Silver. Yeah. I kid you not. So remember way back when I was chief of staff up in the state legislature? The legislature's lawyer, the head lawyer, was named?
Adam Silver.
Adam Silver. And so they would mention Adam Silver, and I'd be thinking, well, why are you guys talking about the NBA? And literally, I remember the assembly speaker's chief of staff looked at me once. Yeah, no, Lee, wrong Adam Silver. Yeah. I'm like, there's another one?
Yeah, hopefully this one doesn't look like an alien.
No, he does. He has a full head of hair.
Okay.
And is a generally nice guy. I'm looking forward. Very exciting season. A lot of teams have finished in the bottom. We're talking about Sporting Lexington. Have really stocked up.
Good.
I obviously am also very partial to DC Power. If for no other reason, then their starting striker happens to be one Gianna Gorley, who is an alum of
the Stockton Cargo.
Your Stockton Cargo soccer.
Yes.
So very, very exciting. All games are streamed on Peacock. So after you're done watching Summer House and Vanderpump Rules in the Valley.
There you go.
And Below Deck. After you're done watching that, just hop on over and catch USL Super League game right there in the Peacock.
Let's go.
Can't miss it. Saturday is the kickoff. And speaking of kickoffs, what also kicks off this weekend?
College football
kicks off this weekend.
And that is your jam, too.
That is 100%
You like it more than the NFL, right?
I do. I actually do. I do like college football more than the NFL. 100%.
And you used to be a diehard Notre Dame fan.
I still am. I still root for the Irish, but we all know who my team is now.
But if they played Florida, you would not be rooting
for them. I'd be rooting for the Gators.
So what's your prediction on the Gators this year?
National champs, baby. Yeah. Whoa! National champs, here we come. In DJ Lagway, I trust.
You came very close in basketball.
We won in basketball.
Oh, yeah.
We are the national champs in basketball. Proud to say I was there for the Sweet 16 and the game that sent them to the Final Four.
To San Antonio.
In the Grade 8. I have my two tickets to their game on Saturday the 6th versus University of South Florida. Tune up for the SEC plate. And I also, you know what other game I'm going to be at for the Gators this year?
Which one?
Oh, University of Texas.
Oh, okay. That's a big game.
University of Texas is coming to the swamp. Arch Manning is about to find out what his Uncle Peyton went through in the swamp with the University of Tennessee.
And what Archie Manning went through his whole career in the
L,
NFL.
Yeah. An L. An L. The Gators are going to lay an L on the Longhorns. Horns down. Horns down. I'm here for it. It's going to be a great, great season.
How many games are you going to this year? Just two?
Looking at the schedule, at least three.
You had season tickets 1 year, didn't you?
I had season tickets in 22 because I was out there. And I always go to at least, last year I went to three.
I have a Tom Petty shirt because of you.
You do. I did. Yeah. I got you a Tom Petty shirt on Tom Petty Day.
Yeah.
Because for those of you out there who don't know, at the end of it, Tom Petty is a native of
Gainesville,
Florida. And at the end of the third quarter, it's really great during night games because all the lights go off. But at the end of the third quarter, everyone sings in unison, Won't Back Down. By Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
It came out my senior year in high school.
Oh, it's a great song.
From the album Full Moon Fever.
It's a great song.
I'm a huge, huge Petty fan. If you don't like Tom Petty, it says more about you than
you're
Tom
not
Petty.
An American yeah. if you don't yeah. like Tom Petty.
It says just, more about you than
that Tom is Petty. Just un-American. Yeah. So I am all sorts of fired up for college football season. If for no other reason to see my Gators put a beat down on the University of Georgia in the world's biggest cocktail party, and then march through the college football playoff.
Okay, we will see. We will see what happens.
Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
So the last time they won a college national championship, the football team won a championship right after, right?
Yes. Correct. Yeah. You are correct. It's the year one of the back-to-backs back in the 2000s.
Yeah, I think it was like 05, 06 or 06, 07.
06. It was the 06, 07 year because Chris Leak, it was Tebow's freshman year. Chris Leak was starting quarterback. Tim Tebow would come in special situations. National champs they are. DJ Lagway, Heisman Trophy winner, national champion.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I am here for it. And with that, we come to the worst week ever. I sent you my nominee this year.
Yeah, unanimous guy in North Carolina.
Yeah, so there's this douchebag, and you think even that may be too kind.
Well, you can't comment too kind. What you want to say on that.
No, I can't. Actually, I could because it's not like kids listen to this, but I won't.
But you get you'd have to do a disclaimer.
I would. They're explicit language. So this guy in North Carolina who's a base Trump voter. I mean, the guy, like, has the red MAGA hat and everything.
Which is at least half of North Carolina, if not more.
You know, it's a swing state. Believe it or not, it's a swing state. It is. It's a swing state. But he lives right next door to an auto repair shop that is owned by a Latino gentleman. What does this moron decide to put up? And it's a big-ass sign. It's not a little one. It's a large one. A sign that says deport all illegals, Trump, please start with my neighborhood first, and puts it right next to the guy's property. And in the news story that I pulled off of the gram, the guy's totally defending it. It's just a general stance, not geared towards the Latino whose house I put it next to. No,
what did the guy look like?
He looked like he was an extra from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. Boss Hogg.
A skinny version of Boss Hogg, but yeah.
Cooter.
Cooter. Yes. Cooter. Yes. The guy looked like Cooter. So, base MAGA voter from North Carolina, who also, I was gauging from the story, has zero friends.
Well, if you put a sign up like that, you
zero
know,
people were defending
him. Not only does he have zero friends, he has zero ethics. I mean, yeah. He's a horrible person.
Yeah, just a horrible human being. Anyway, dude, you get the worst week ever. Not like you're actually able to even find this podcast on any technology whatsoever, but you do have the worst week ever.
And you're one of those people, how do you use this little thing here?
With that, Lucas, you're going to an event tomorrow.
Yes, I'll be going to the San Francisco 49ers. I was invited to go. So,
I
will be there.
Lucas was invited. So, everyone, have a great weekend. For those in Cali that are listening to us, stay cool. It's going to be hot as...
Well,
hot.
I will tell you because
hot as hell.
Because we're recording this, we had to turn the AC off, and it's hot right now.
It is. It is. Hot. As soon as we turn this off, the AC.
Yeah, because it's hot.
Everyone, have a fantastic weekend. See you guys next week.